Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my WordPress Help Desk. My name is Ken Freeman, and for the next 15 minutes, I want to invite you to hang around for all things WordPress. In addition to the hot news about WordPress from our friends from around the WordPress world, later in this podcast, I'm going to address speeding up your WordPress. Did you know that your speed depends on much more than just your high-speed hosting? Do you know what the number one speed killer is? And do you know what the browsers are about to do that's going to penalize a lot of WordPress sites? Find out in this podcast of My WordPress Help Desk. Now remember, our podcast is sponsored by our incredibly fast WordPress hosting, which offers full WordPress support. Check out hosting-master.com. Our sitekeeper.com services offer full WordPress managed support to the sites that we don't host, and it also offers WordPress site maintenance. You would be shocked to learn how little it will cost to have your own virtual webmaster assigned to your own site. Of course, if you are looking for that webmaster who knows WordPress inside out, call WPSiteMakers.com and have us quote on your next project. Visit hosting-master.com, site-keeper.com, and WP-sitemakers.com. Now, remember, if you need to contact us this week, the number is 214-703-0505 or support at mywphelpdesk.com. Now, I can't wait to tell you how to speed up your WordPress, but first, the news. For nonprofits, the WordPress world offers us the following link at www.nonprofitwp.org. That's nonprofitwp.org. This is a clean, practical help site to help show nonprofit volunteers and staff members how to build a WordPress site for non-techies. From the WordPress community, there's news from the WordPress accessibility team that is seeking feedback on a draft that outlines accessibility coding standards for the WordPress core. According to the draft, new features should meet the accessibility guidelines before merging into core. Now, in the world of themes, iThemes, a WordPress company that is now celebrating 8 years in business this month, is announcing a new add-on called Stash Live, which will be part of Backup Buddy 7.0, similar to VaultPress. Stash Live is a service that will enable users to perform real-time backups, and both the database and files will be streamed to the service where you can create a snapshot. This snapshot includes your site's database files, plugins, and themes. Users will be able to download the zip file or keep it on Stash Live and use it as an off-site backup storage location. In the world of plugins, the latest bust is W3 Total Cache. When PHP was improved over the older, outdated PHP version on our server, every occasion of W3 Total Cache bit the dust. Thus, we removed every occasion of W3 Total Cache on our server, and even new sites coming are refused if they use W3 Total Cache. Why? Because we found that moving them in only did one thing, and that is it broke the whole WordPress and you couldn't even get back into the WP admin. Anyway, I hope that you enjoyed the news. If you're ready to talk shop, let me ask you, did you know that your speed depends on more than just your high-speed hosting? Do you know what the number one page speed killer is? Do you know what the browsers are doing that's going to penalize a lot of WordPress sites? Well, let's talk about it. Does your speed really depend more on just your high-speed hosting? Of course, in the big scheme of things, your hosting does play a major part of your overall performance, but it's not the only thing that does. But why must we first start with hosting speed? Because we've talked at length on this show about the need for high-speed hosting. And frankly, it gets old trying to tell you over and over. When I meet people every day who are hosting on GoDaddy, never realizing the sluggishness of their website has to do with who and where they are hosting their WordPress site. First, digital bare metal SSD servers process WordPress 100 times faster than any conventional SATA drive. A host that compresses your site content before delivery to the browser can reduce your site by another 90%. And how can you know what your host can do for you? Well, then let's take a look at the test results that we conducted over the past 2 weeks and notice the results. In the test of the big names of WordPress hosting, WP Engine, Rackspace, Pantheon, Pagely, iPage, HostGator, Hosting.com, and HostMySite, and others, guess who won? In fact, in this test against 10 other big hosts, guess who won the page speed race? Well, of course, it's none other than your Hosting Dash Master, coming in with a speed page load time of 2.3 seconds for a total page size of 742 kilobytes. Now, compare that to iPage, who came in number 2 at 2.9% with a slightly smaller page size of 726 kilobytes. Now, look at Pagely with a 1.2 megabyte site. He had a page speed of 3.6. Then we go to HostGator, who had a 1.28 megabyte site running at 3.8 seconds. DreamHost comes along with a huge 783 kilobyte with a 4.2 page load time. Then HostMySite, which runs a 593 kilobyte website, came in at a slow 5.3 seconds. But now, what about those big boys? What about Rackspace and Pantheon and WP Engine? Every one of those processed theirs at about 6 seconds or more. Rackspace, which had a total page size of 1.3 megabytes, 117 requests, had a page load of 6.3 seconds. Pantheon, the new boys out of San Francisco that claim to be the fastest WordPress hosting in the country. Well, take a look. Their 1.97 megabyte page size had 78 requests, but it took them 6.4 seconds. They're even slower than Rackspace. And then, what about the big boys down in Austin, WP Engine, the do-all of all WordPress hosting? Take a look. Their performance scores tell us that they had a B and a D on Y-score compared to our A and B, and they had a page load of 6.6 seconds versus my 2.3 seconds. Wow. What about 1&1? We've heard they're supposed to be a great host. Well, they come in with a 1.53 megabyte web page, and it loads in 6.9 seconds. And Hosting.com even took it even worse. Their 2.87 megabyte site was 13.3 seconds download speed. But again, Hosting Master smoked every one of these hosting companies with the lowest speeds of all, with an A page speed, 93%, a B Yahoo Y-Slow score of 81%, but we had a 2.3 page load for 742 kilobytes for only 54 requests. And you need to know that we run our server to specialize in only WordPress. We run it on redundant SSD bare metal servers and use the very best in server-wide security, also by gzipping, crunching the pages down 90%, then speed up the speed of that with WordFence security, Falcon caching, resulting in sites running in 0.4 seconds, 0.64 seconds, 0.14 seconds, and many sites running under 2 seconds. Now, this brings up another factor that can slow or speed up your site, and that's the way that your site caches your content. That can either reduce your speed or speed you up. A lot of people use W3 Total Cache, as I mentioned, and they think it's the cat's meow when it comes to caching things. However, did you know that if you use W3 Total Cache, that it tries to store your cache in Memcache or through the server? And did you know it's faster to do it through the server than through Memcaching? That's been proven through testing. But I also say, did you know that by uninstalling W3 Total Cache and installing WordFence Security, which is based on their Falcon caching, that can speed up your site 50% more? And then you say, well, Ken, I like this one over that one. Well, take a look. In A-B test between a site on W3 Total Cache and a duplicate site loaded in the subdirectory for WordFence, speed it up dramatically. One was at something like 12 seconds when I was running my little Last Harvest site, and it speeded it up to 2.5 when we tested it just the other day because we're running WordFence. But again, these are not the only bumps in the road that can decrease your speed. Google says you need to avoid plugins. Inside the webmaster area, Google addresses ways to speed up your website. Because WordPress is so heavily dependent upon plugins, the best rule is to use only what you need and get rid of every other plugin. This rule, to avoid plugins, triggers when PageSpeed Insights detect the use of plugins on your page. Well, yikes, what does that mean for us in WordPress? You know, right now, plugins are what we use in WordPress to do almost everything. And plugins do help the browser process special types of web content such as Flash, Silverlight, and Java. And most mobile devices don't support plugins, and plugins are the leading cause of hang-ups, crashes, security incidents in browsers that provide support. And due to these concerns, many desktop browsers restrict plugins. Did you know that, according to Google, Internet Explorer runs without plugins in Windows UI mode? Chrome intends to remove support for most plugins, and Firefox is prompting users before running most plugin-related sites. So what does this mean for you and I in WordPress? Well, it means that the content that was once required that required a plugin now can be created using native web technologies, including content requiring first-class support for audio and video, advanced graphics and presentation effects, network connections, local storage, and file access. Using these platform features could help you enrich your content and be able to be accessed by all devices. For example, rather than using a plugin to drive a specific audio player, run your audio on a CDN that can play natively on your WordPress. That way you don't have to invoke a plugin to run that audio. Same could be said for video and stats. A plugin popular for stats like WP Stats or the stats that come inside Jetpack are heavily dependent on a plugin. Why not use Google Analytics instead and avoid those plugins? Rather than a plugin to run tables and columns, create columns and tables in CSS. In other words, there are many ways to make your WordPress fly, and it does not mean it requires 25, 30 different plugins. Pay attention to your plugins because they can undo all of your high-speed hosting, all of your gzipping. And if you need help in reducing your plugins, let me hear from you this week. Another factor that can slow down your WordPress site is landing page directs. Redirects trigger an additional HTTP request response cycle and delay page rendering. In the best case, each direct will add a single round trip, an HTTP request response. And in the worst case, it may result in multiple additional round trips to perform the DNS lookup, the TCP handshake, and the TLS negotiation, in addition to the additional HTTP request response cycle. As a result, you should minimize the use of redirects to improve your site performance. Now, the best practice for reducing landing page redirects is to use a theme that is 100% mobile ready. Using such a theme, one that does not depend on those redirects to a third-party mobile or a subdirectory mobile site, rank much higher in Google and will speed up your overall site performance. This is why I tell every one of my clients that I build from mobile first, then to the desktop. Did you know that your CSS can also play a very important part in your overall speed mix? Inline CSS is one of the best ways to reduce calls for CSS externally, and that can play an important part in your speed. And then if you go over to your Google Page Speed rules, you will find that you need to improve your server response time. Well, all I can tell you is Google wants it to be below 200 milliseconds. You need to know that Hosting Dash Master is right now at 10 milliseconds. Well, what did I tell you today? Speed up your WordPress in a number of ways. A good host, a fast host, a gzipped host, a host with great throughput, but also avoid plugins and put necessary CSS inline rather than calling for it as a style sheet. Until we meet again, this is your WordPress rock star, Ken Freeman, saying thank you for listening. Keep up the good work of building WordPress sites. See you next week, right here, same time, on Blog Talk Radio. Been listening to my WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.